The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Williamsburg-James City County School Board is under pressure to change the name of one of its elementary schools. We'll learn why from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Yes, at the story of a local school board being asked to take the name of someone off a school based on Virginia's segregationist past sounds familiar, then this story out of Williamsburg is. But what's different about this is we're not talking about a governor or somebody who necessarily even a name people would recognize.
The name is Rawls Byrd, not a member of the famous Byrd political machine, but a district school superintendent from 1928 to 1964, and David, a staunch segregationist.
Recently, in front of the local school board, a delegation from the NAACP, including former students who were in school in the 60s, came to bear witness against Byrd.
So I appeal to you to change the name of the Rawls Byrd Elementary School.
We must change the school's name.
The York James City County Williamsburg local NAACP strongly urges the school board to remove this symbol of racial injustice.
Many of the former students who spoke to the board said that Byrd actively denied them in the all-black high school the same classes and same opportunities that were available in the white high school. And David, the story goes on to point out this is something that could potentially be an issue in many places in Virginia.
The story was written by Ryan McKinnon, a reporter with the Virginia Gazette in Williamsburg. It raises a question: how many schools out there in Virginia are named for former teachers or administrators who toiled at a time in Virginia's past where attitudes were very different than what they are today? We're beginning to see this with schools with names of people that played a role as governors and leaders statewide in massive resistance. Now it'll be interesting to see is this a trend we're going to see for anybody who was a school official in the 50s, 60s, or before.
In our next story, gas prices are down. That means gas tax collections are down. And David, that has consequences.
Right. This is a story from the Washington Post by Liz Lazo, a reporter there, about what the fallen gas prices has meant for transit systems, not so much right and tight against Washington where there's metro rail and density, but further out in the suburbs, really a stretch from Fredericksburg up to Manassas.
And simply put, what it means is less money.
The revenues come from a regional gas tax that was passed as part of a landmark transportation bill a couple of years ago. And in that bill, the reporter points out that provisions were built in to protect general statewide funding if the gas prices fell below a certain level, because the tax is tied to the cost of gas. However, there was no such provision for the regional gas tax.
What's this likely to mean, then, for people who use the system?
Prince William County is considering reductions in bus service and price increases, and that might not be enough. A Prince William supervisor, Frank Principi, is quoted as saying, "It's a doom scenario."
Largely depending, of course, on what happens with gas prices. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.